Where is this taking place at?
We are going to be at the Doubletree, just off Beaton Drive in West Fargo.
Did it used to be at the mall?
I think years ago. Many years ago.
I was always thinking it was at the mall.
Yeah. But this is our 7th annual one that we've held there.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So how this goes is people come in and draw blood and they say team police or team fire, right?
Right. So.
What do the winners get out of this?
Well.
Is there, if the fire department wins, does West Fargo Police Department have to do something for them or vice versa?
No, there's a traveling trophy.
I would do something a little bit more exciting than that.
You've already got one of those, don't you? Yeah. Traveling trophy.
I heard. I wasn't there. I was so upset.
Add to my collection, huh?
Yes, yes. Need a new trophy case. Yeah.
Rhonda won the competition between her and Johnner and for who had the most socks for Fill the Boot.
Yeah, we did. Tell you what, citizens of West Fargo really stepped up and donated.
They did.
And then, tell you what was pretty cool, our public works department, they had a competition of their own.
Mm.
And they raised just over 5,500 pairs of socks.
And then they added to your pile, right?
Right.
Unbelievable.
We didn't even have to go steal Johnner socks this year.
We didn't this year.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Sheriff, but it wasn't even close.
Right, right.
I heard it wasn't even close.
Watch, I'm going to pay for that next year.
Yeah. We'll see.
So this Battle of the Badges kind of works in a similar fashion. The public can really step up. We know now, especially, it's quite frankly year-round, but you need blood all the time.
Right. So, yeah, so we ask people to come out. It begins today at 11:30 until 6 o'clock tomorrow. Again, 11:30 to 6 o'clock, and then Wednesday, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. So, and we have food and snacks and all day. I think today is Jersey Mike's.
Usually
when I give blood, they gave me a cookie and a little glass of orange juice. Jersey Mike's, nice.
Yeah, so maybe we'll see you later, Ronnie.
Do you have to make an appointment, or can you just come?
No, you can come. They ask that you make an appointment just so kind of gives them an advance. But we have drop-ins all the time.
Like walk-ins.
Firefighters that stop in, police officers that stop in.
Is it Red Cross?
It is Vitalant.
Vitalant. Okay. So then to make an appointment, I assume just go to their website.
Right. You can go to Vitalant's, and then you can. It's also on the westfargopolicedepartment.com website.
Yeah, and the making appointments, it can kind of help schedule, and then if they do have drop-ins, you can see where you need to work them in. But
right.
I would imagine they'll get to you pretty quick.
Yeah, it seems to go pretty quick.
Yeah.
Have you ever passed out giving blood?
I almost did once.
You know, years ago, I used to draw blood for a living. I was sucked it out of you. And it would be hilarious because
phlebotomist.
Yeah.
Nice.
So these like little, very tiny, petite women would come in, do it without a problem. And then you'd have these men that were gigantic that would come in and they'd pass out. Hilarious.
Oh, goodness.
Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. So we also have a lot of prizes this year. That we're giving away.
Is that going to be a drawing base?
That'll be a drawing. And then we have a ton of gift cards that we'll just periodically put in a randomizer and
you can never go wrong with a gift card or
right.
two.
So,
you know?
I know we're giving away 3 televisions, 2 massage guns, it looks like, 4 JBL speakers, a Blackstone, a couple of air fryers.
Nice. Oh, very nice prizes.
Yeah. So we got a lot of, like I said, gift cards to Spitfire, Jersey Mike's, Brutus Brickhouse, Bar Down, Mackenzie River.
Yum.
Or Spear Hall.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Addie collected all that stuff?
No.
Did you?
It was myself and a couple of the guys from the fire department.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
I did ask her opinion of, where we should get these.
I thought for sure Addie was the one that went around and collected all this.
Well, listen.
Because I'm pretty sure that these departments can't function without you, Addie.
Those Spitfire gift cards alone are going to be like gold.
Right.
So.
That sounds so good. Ronnie, do you want to take me out for lunch today?
I would if I wasn't too busy, but kind of got a thing in the afternoon. So
not at 11.
Well, no, but I got a prep too for me being gone and all that stuff. But one of these days, we're gonna take the the Monday off after the holiday, we'll have an extra day, and then we'll just disappear down south. So.
Sounds like a plan to me. Yeah, yeah. Rhonda, you in?
I'm in.
Okay. We know you're in.
Fantastic.
No, but today, tomorrow, it's the next 3 days, right?
Correct.
And I'm going to post a link here to you for people to make appointments if they want to.
Perfect.
But go out and support your... It's a fun way to give back by giving your blood and then to support our fire and police departments.
Right.
For sure.
And that, especially this time of year, blood is pretty crucial.
It's always needed. And blood does have a shelf life.
So...
I'm not sure what it is, but I know that blood has a shelf life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So always needing blood. What else is going on over at the West Fargo Police Department?
We got Coffee with a Cop coming up on January 21st, and that'll be at 10 o'clock at the Rusted Recreation Center.
Do you know what the topic is?
We haven't picked one yet.
Okay.
We were talking about that on the way over. We're thinking it might be our bomb team.
So, a bomb team?
Yeah. I need to double check with those guys, see what their availability is.
So. Do you have a good turnout with those?
We have an excellent turnout.
Do you?
Because we get like 60 to 80 citizens.
You do get that many.
We get like, we're outgrowing that room, and that's the biggest room.
Because I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
To do.
We get our cookies from Brad Smith. So Jason and the crew over there does
good cookies. Yeah.
Fantastic job.
He's such a love.
He is. He's a
Dr. Doe.
And then we also do safety stories at the Rusted. And what that is for kiddos that we have some daycare kids that come or some stay-at-home moms where they come to the indoor playground. We'll bring somebody in, read a couple books, and then they get a free pass to come back.
Paw Patrol, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah, is it officers that read to them?
Yep, we have officers. We have firefighters. Last month we had two of our... plow truck drivers talked about snow plows.
Yeah.
We had someone from sanitation talk about the garbage trucks one time. So we just bring in different community helpers.